This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Attorneys for two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain are building a case around the large dose of ketamine he was given after police restrained him. The defense's Harvey Steinberg questioned medical expert Dr. David Bluther this morning.
Would you agree that Mr. McClain would not have died but for receiving the ketamine?
I think it's more likely than not, if he did not receive the ketamine, he might have survived.
So it's the ketamine that killed him, no question.
Well, there's no question that that was the primary driver. And I think in those 145 pages is a discussion of the other factors that contributed to the increased risk of the ketamine.
Dr. Buther was referencing a report he filed on McClain's death. The prosecution says the officer's actions killed McClain, not the ketamine. Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennet says Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is key to avoiding a government shutdown. At Colorado Mesa University on Friday, Bennet said McCarthy can do that by helping pass a spending bill that attracts bipartisan support.
I hope he does that. It's certainly within his power to do that. He's worried that if he does it, that he'll lose his job as Speaker. I'm not sure why that job would be worth having if you couldn't pass a basic bill just to keep the government open.
Bennet said up until recently he had been optimistic Congress could avoid a shutdown, but is growing more worried it may happen. Smoke in the Pikes Peak region as a result of a prescribed burn near Rampart Range Road. Members of the El Paso County Sheriff's Wild and Fire Group are assisting the U.S. Forest Service with the 400-acre burn. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.